Recording started.
Oh, that wasn't very loud. Hold on, let's try that again. That's better. Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. 10 minutes where we just take time out of our daily to-ing and fro-ing and rushing around to spend in deepening down in the spirit. As always, I invite you, if you haven't already, to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. And always, as I love to remind you, the wonderful words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So in this awareness, in this truth, in this alignment of our oneness with God, who's breathing the life that is in us, as us through us. So as you bring your attention to your breath, I invite you as you inhale, to truly lower that diaphragm and expand your lungs, to take in this life-giving breath, this energizing breath, this renewing breath of God. Hold it. And gently release. Again, inhale, expanding the diaphragm, and inhaling the Spirit of God. Hold. Gently release. And as you take your final deep inhalation, truly setting the intention to be present in this moment. Allowing this energizing, life-enhancing breath to nurture, to nourish, to sustain you. Hold. Gently, slowly release and be present in this moment. I'd like to share with you this morning from 365 Science of Mind from Ernest Holmes. Piece that he's written entitled, "I Am Supplied from the Substance of God." Every good gift cometh down from the Father, James 1:11. We all have need of many things. We cannot believe that the Divine Spirit wishes to withhold any good from us. It is the nature of God to give, and it is our nature to receive. Back of every idea of supply, every need in our human lives, there is something that forever gives more of itself and takes the form of our experiences when we permit it to. Whether it be a house to live in, money that we have need of, or employment that furnishes the gratification of adequate self-expression. Always, there is the giver flowing into these things. But the divine has already given its entire being to us. God has not failed humanity. but humanity has failed to accept the gift. It has failed to enter into the spirit and nature of the giver. It has even refused to believe that there is such a gift or such a giver. How, then, can even God give us what we refuse to accept? This is why Jesus told us we must believe that we have really received the gift before we see its evidence. This is an active faith, but it should be faith built on the sure knowledge, the certain foundation, the positive conviction that there is something that responds to us gladly, readily, willingly, joyously, and without limit. So quietly affirm the following to yourself. Today I am living in the quiet and joyous expectation of good. God is not only my life. He is substance, taking form in everything I do. God is not only the only actor. He is acting through me now. God is not only the giver, he is also the gift. This gift I receive in joy, with gratitude, and with a complete sense of security. I expect everything I do to prosper. I expect new and wonderful experiences to come to me. I am living in complete confidence that the kingdom of heaven is here and now, and that I am prospered in everything I do. Divine Beloved, Infinite Creator, Source of all that is, as we allow this truth to permeate in and through our entire being, that you are the giver and the gift, that it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom that contains all good, all healing, all wholeness, all perfection, all prosperity, all of life. And that kingdom is right where we are. The teacher said, do not say that the kingdom is far off, for the kingdom is within. May we open our hearts and our minds to receive, to acknowledge, to align with this truth. That the kingdom, your kingdom, is within us. That your presence is ever expressing in and through us as we remain conscious. As we remain conscious and aware that your life is our life, that your light is our light, and that all that you are, we are in the microcosm. Just as the wave is in the ocean, we are in your spirit. For it is written, we live, move, and have our being in the divine omnipotence, omnipresence, and omniscience that is you. Divine Beloved Mother, Father, God, in this moment we are each offering up heartfelt thanks for all that is expressing in our lives right here, right now. We're giving thanks for your spirit that has quickened, healed, renewed, and restored our physical form. We're giving thanks for the abundance and prosperity that we have in whatever shape or form it looks like. We're giving thanks that as we surrender, release, and let go, you are always in control. We're giving thanks that no matter what may be appearing in our lives, whether we call it good, whether we call it bad, we're saying yes to it all, for we know that you are in control. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is, the ineffable mystery of life, for all that is going on in this world at this time, for all the things that make no sense, the killing, the murdering, the torturing of your people and your creation, all seeking power and control. In this moment, we're asking for peace, peace in our hearts and minds, peace in our relationships with one another, and family, friends, in our communities and our nations, and to allow this peace to ripple out to include all nations, all religions, all that we consider different from us. To look beyond appearances, to remember that we are all one. One in your life, one in your spirit, one in your presence. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. We each hold in our hearts at this time the light of love and ask that it shines brightly to illuminate in the darkness wherever we may be, whatever we may be doing, wherever we may be going. Let your light, the Christ light, illuminate in and through and as us to be a blessing in this world at this time. For your infinite grace, for your endless mercies, for your eternal blessings, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Together we say Amen.
Amen.
Divine beloveds, I invite you to take a deep breath in as we do our prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds me.
The light of God surrounds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The love of God enfolds me.
The power of God protects me.
The power of God protects me.
The presence of God watches over me.
The presence of God watches over me.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
Wherever I am, God is and all is well.
And so it is. So my beloveds, have a wonderful Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday till we meet for our Christmas celebration and the Sunday Soul Connection. God bless you.
Thank you.